International line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm sorry. I didn't. I was laughing at his comment.
I heard that, yes.
It was Sheila calling from London, Ontario. I have a theory about the end of the world, but first I'd like to thank Danny for his call. As a parent, it was very heartwarming and encouraging to hear a young person optimistic and well-spoken.
Yes.
So my theory about the end of the world is a little different. T.S. Eliot wrote a poem that ended not with a bang, just the way the world will end, not with a bang, but a whimper.
Mm-hmm.
I think the world's going to end with the degradation of the Y chromosome, as your guest said.
Oh, the end of man, yes.
Yeah, and men will die,
mm-hmm.
and within two generations, we women are going to bore each other to death.
I suppose that could happen. There are many women out there. In fact, several of them called during the program you just referenced.
Oh, I bet.
And they, frankly, felt that the world would be a far better place without men, and they were all prepared for it, if not anxious.
I mean, intellectually speaking, one would find that difficult to argue with. However, a lot of the fun would go out of it. we would bore each other to death. We'd talk each other to death in two generations.
I'm sure that would happen. I mean, you would be sorry if we were gone.
Well, I would. As vexatious as you are, I would miss you very much, especially that liquid honey voice of yours. And my regards to Ramona. Thank you for taking my call.
She's in the very next room. Thank you very much, and take care.